Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Baxas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Francona reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 0 for 1 in the game. Baxes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. Baxes reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive off the glove of Power, and into shallow right field. Keane reaches second base with a double. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-1 in the game. McLish strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive to center field. Keane throws towards third. Yost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yost. Strickland moves to third. Power moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strickland tags and scores. Power tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zerniel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zerniel. Power scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0-for-1 in the game. Chrisley is hit by the pitch. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baxes strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown is hit by the pitch. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0-for-1 in the game. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. Yost moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to third. Keen moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 2 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keane. McLish reaches second base with a double. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a line drive towards short. Veal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held misplays the ball. That's an error on Held. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 2 in the game. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baxas hits a line drive into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris pinch hits for Frank Larry. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held is hit by the pitch. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McLish bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Strickland moves to second. It's 6-1, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 3 in the game. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baxis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chrisley hits a fly ball into center field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.